Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
hello, yes it is indeed a beautiful day. Welcome everyone, this is Sister Shelley. This is Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. I'm so glad you joined. Let's get right to it. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Throne, Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful, thankful, and humble hearts. We praise you for your merciful kindness and unconditional love towards us. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message, asking that your Holy Spirit be exalted through us today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Well, this holiday season brings a plethora of feelings and emotions that can be a very stressful. The holiday season was meant to be a time of remembrance of God's love, forgiveness, and hope. It was never meant to be a time of debt, fear, and stress. When the shepherds were out tending to their sheep, and an angel appeared to share the good news of Jesus' birth, they were excited that the story they had heard for generations from their great-great-great-great-grandparents had come to pass. They didn't think, I have to go buy something. I have to go make a dish. I have to go tell somebody. Clyde, let's go see the babe in Bethlehem. Today, my assignment is to remind you that Jesus' birth brought both light and hope into the world. And God desires that we continue to do the same. The title of today's message is Include Jesus This Christmas. I'm going to say it again. Include Jesus this Christmas. One more time. Include Jesus this Christmas. Some of you are already thinking about what you're going to make, what you're going to wear, and what you're going to buy. But are you thinking about how to include Jesus in your plans this Christmas? Selah, pause and think on that. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. I'm in the King James Version. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So the wise men were led of a star in the night to get to Jesus. Jesus is considered the light of the world. And like the wise men, we are to worship him. And how do we worship him? Well, one way is to go to church. That's one way to worship him, is to go to church. Amen. A second way, second thing that we got out of this message is when the wise men arrived, they fell down on their knees. That's their way of honoring him. When was the last time you got on your knees to honor and worship Jesus? The wise men also brought gifts to Jesus. And the gifts they brought, it said in verse 11, was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were gifts typically given to a king or high priest, because that's how they saw Jesus, as their king and high priest. When we give gifts, we should be giving gifts that include Jesus. Glory to God. Examples of gifts to give that include Jesus are, we can give Bibles, because a lot of people don't have Bibles. You would think in this day and age that they do, but you'd be surprised. When people come to my street ministry, they're always saying, that Bible right there, I can have that. Yep, you can have it. I don't have to give you any money. Nope. They're free, because God's word is available to everyone. Everything God has for us is free. Glory to God. That's why we need to include him in Christmas. That's what Christmas is. Christ, Mass, Christmas. Glory to God. You can create homemade gifts, personalized gifts, and put a scripture in there. Share Jesus. Invite others to come to church. Did you know that most people who don't go to church say, well, no one ever invited me? Isn't that interesting? Invite others to your home if you're having a family gathering. Don't assume that everybody else has family or friends to spend it with. Ask them, hey, do you have plans for this Christmas? Would you like to join me and my family? That's one way. Another thing that you can share the Christmas story in your Christmas gifts. Type it up, print it out, put it in your gift, or put it in there with the gift card, or when you send out your Christmas card, put the Christmas message in there. Glory to God. You can give your time to help others. You can give money to organizations that help people. So sowing a seed and sharing Jesus. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. When my children were young, I was a single mom and I didn't have much, but I wanted them to know that we may not have much, but we can always help someone else in need. So every Christmas, we'd get up and they could open up one gift, but then we'd go and do volunteer work most of the time at Focus Hope or Meals on Wheels. We woke up to go give love, light, and hope to others. I was attempting to teach them that we are going to bring the light to those who are in darkness. We're reminding others that God has not forgotten them this Christmas. I was teaching my children to include Jesus by doing what the Word tells us. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. In conclusion, all those first loved us, and he first gave to us. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Street Love family, all those who believe in him should remember to include him, Jesus, this Christmas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. My first invitation is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is considered salvation. It's based on Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Dear Lord God, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is right now seated at the right hand of the Father. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I am now saved. Family, I have a second invitation, and this is for those who would like to rededicate their lives to Christ. You received Jesus at some point in the past, but maybe you walked away or you consider yourself backslidden. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, sister or brother, you confess what you want to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we are coming in agreement for the persons on this line. They are rededicating their lives to you right now based on 1 John 1:9. We are thanking you, Father God, that you are cleansing them and making them whole right now. You are removing the un and making them righteous. And they are right now rededicated to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Angels are giving glory right now just for the decisions that you made, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives to Christ. And guess what? I have a free gift just for you. Go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button, and I'll send those gifts right out to you. Amen. Let's go to our announcements. Well, we're at the end of the year, and we are accepting end-of-the-year donations for your support of Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Remember, all donations are tax-deductible because we are a nonprofit organization, and I'll make sure that you receive a receipt at the end of the year for your giving. Glory to God. Sister Shelley is here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com. Street Love, you can listen to any of my messages. All I ask is that you follow me on my website or share it with a friend or your loved ones. Let them know, hey, I know this lady and she does a 15-minute message and I know it'll be a blessing to you. Glory to God. Well, that's it for this week's message. I hope it was a blessing to you. I love you so much, but we got to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen. Remember, Street Love begins with you.